Ladies and gentlemen, I so appreciate your coming back for segment three of this final program 13 in this series of The Bigger Picture, America's Past, Present, and Future, written in black and white. I'm Marshall Wood, your host here on WCGA AM 1100, wonderful coastal and foundational Georgia. And I'm going to continue reading a letter, the final few paragraphs, a letter I wrote to a small newspaper in Clay County whose O-line publisher allowed me to come in for a brief conversation to sort of vent my spleen about some thoughts that were generated in my head because of, well, what I saw, the rapid demise of our culture then. And folks, that was 20 years ago. I said in continuing this letter that I've made no judgment yet on the weekly Clay Today of Ad Inc., which this gentleman headed up, that supplanted the old daily Clay Today in which I once placed small business ads and offered letters to the editor. The essential purpose of this missive, that's another word for letter, is to suggest to you, the editor, that regardless of the real intent of your paper, which I've held to be, this is my words to the aside to you, held to be revenue-based only, regardless of the real intent of your paper, to consider the value of incorporating into your pages some columns that will serve the old mission, to learn what the new status quo really is, and to serve as its examiner and dogged critic. It is only the small local papers, supported as they seem to be by a different kind of advertising base than the big fellows, that probably can ask the questions that need to be asked. And there are oodles of questions to be asked, and I went through some of those, didn't I, in Program 12 and the last segment of Program 13, the unaskable questions about where some of these folks come from and what their connections are, those that lead us. Continuing with the letter, I speculate that one of the deleterious effects of our social penchant for diversity, subjectivity, and tolerance is a disdain for consensus, objectivity, and moral law. Whether or not that is true of our culture today, it has been axiomatic for every great culture, I repeat, every great culture before us. What I do see today and where our newspapers fail us miserably is a failure to identify the truly critical issues of our time. Among those issues are these: the progressive leeching of essential maleness from our society, the terrible plight of the black male after his liberation more than 100 years ago, the role of psychological profiling in hiring decisions, and that's particularly true today, the newly disenfranchised in the unemployment lines. Married men? The necessity of organized sports to young males. We were definitely attacked by Title IX back in, the 80s, but sports are critical to the development of young men. 7, the real value of a father. 8, the necessity of a coherent worldview by every citizen. 9, the essential value of the community newspaper. And 10, the primacy of the local community to social stability. I offer this list as an example of overlooked or unknown issues that are much more critical to the survival of our culture than the more popular topics of global warming, women's rights, or any of the plethora of local issues begging for coverage. In the light of what you actually do at Clay Today, well, it may seem a bit foreign to your perceived reader base to even address any of the above topics, but I believe that such must be found in the pages of what community newspapers still exist if we are to continue to be governed locally and exclusively, not by an autocratic federal system. Regardless of their personal political leanings, it's essential that all newspapers remember that truth is the main object of reporting and that good reporting continually evaluates everyone's version of that truth. In that context, I believe that you have a moral imperative to ensure that the paper you lead is a vehicle for finding truth and not just in generating revenue, for promoting the public discourse about what that truth portends for us all. Good sir, write about that, and they, the readers, will come, and not just to read the ads. I sincerely hope you will take this written opinion to heart, even if, as a business, your bottom line is the bottom line. If that's so, you can still promote the common good by more editorials, more articles, and more special features. If your political bent is to the left, speak your mind and then allow at least equal space for those with different views. Accepting your foolish and ill-advised support for a greasy plaintiff's attorney from the scandalous tort liability arena, you seem to be a reasonable man. That's a personal thing between he and I. Perhaps you'd be willing to examine your own deeply held convictions in the light of revealed fact and test your own allegiance to truth. The list of above topics that I called critical to our culture contains some hard-to-accept facts grounded in truth. I'm prepared to write about and defend those positions. I thank you for your ear, good sir. Signed, Marshall M. Wood. Folks, I wrote that long time ago. That was in September of 2001. We remember what happened on September 11th. And those events caused me to reflect on, well, the state of America and the threats to it. Things that, well, our failure to be like Paul Hill, even though he was wrong in what he did, he took a firm and deadly action because he knew what abortion really meant to Holy God. And I wrote that letter to Mr. Henderson to say to men what I'm saying to men today in this program 13, segment 2. Men, we better go back to the old way of embracing those seven heavenly virtues, stand firmly for them, or we perish, as I think I'm going to suggest in the following three segments. I hope you'll come back. Thank you.